After back-to-back trips to the state tournament, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
WIAA Tournament Division 5 Regional Semifinal pitting your number 2 seed at McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 10 seed, the Owen Withee Blackhawks. Riley Hughes on the right wing. High post feed, Aubrey Dorn, show and go, driving hard off the glass. Count it and one for Aubrey Dorn.
That's what they need to do against that zone.
Right side, Marley Hughes drops it in just inside the foul line to Aubrey Dorn, skipping between two defenders. Count it in the foul again. At the high post, Dorn finds Schmidgall cutting to
there
the
hook. There we go. Exactly how you're going to beat that zone.
Rebound to Marley Hughes. Hughes keeping the head up, looking down the floor. Takes herself and fires a bullet to Sophie Schmidgall for two. Oh, what a thread of the needle by Marley. Across the timeline to Mueller. Quick three and block, swatted away by Aubrey Dorn. And she catches it. It seems along the baseline. Push ahead, Callie Goulet. Up and in for two.
Wow. Great hustle.
Play transition by McDonald, all sparked by the defense of Aubrey Dorn. At the foul line, turning and facing the hoop. Aubrey Dorn, they can't stop her. She teardrops another one in from six.
She's making it look easy from that high post play.
Up top, Marley Hughes. Patient offense here for McDonald until Emily Cooper is open for a three and splashes it from the left corner pocket.
Nice ball move.
2-12 to go. A steal by Izzy Hartman on the left wing. Hartman push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in transition down the lane for two more. Hughes ahead to Emily Cooper. Cooper running hard and scores. Pulls up at 16 feet. Shot blocked in the lane by Fowler. Push ahead with 4 seconds left. Can Callie Goulet beat the clock? Yes, she can right before the buzzer. Callie Goulet for two. Left corner three. That one rims in and out. Aubrey Dorn offensive rebound. Goes up strong and scores. Marley holding and finding Sophie Schmidgall. Cutting right to the hoop and a beautiful teardrop from point blank. Dorn out to Cooper, straight on deep three, swish. And Capetillo has her pocket picked, and Emily Fowler vacuums it up. Push ahead to Marley Hughes on the left side. Left block extended back out to Kylie Jensen. Toes up a three, snap the net. Back to Maddie on the left wing with under four to play. 55-32 McDonald. Maddie looking for her first three. Oh, she knew it. Right through the bottom of the net from the left wing, Maddie Geisler. Drops off for Katie Ruff. Ruff, 14-foot jumper. Left baseline is good. Fights it out. Gets it back. Right wing. Deep three. Yes! Two in a row! Maddie Geisler, beaten up. Flanagan will dribble it out for the second time this week. Your final score as the clock hits zeros. The McDonald Lady Macs, 65. The Owen Withee Blackhawks, 34.
Step number two of this long journey, and the road to the Resch continues. But the Turtle Lake Lakers stand in the way of another regional crown. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Macs Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Lady Macs Playoff Basketball inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium, the site of this WIAA Division 5 Regional Final, pitting your number 2-seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 3-seed, the Turtle Lake Lakers. McDonald 21-5 on the year, 14-0 in conference play. They're the champs of the Western Clover Belt Conference, whereas the Lakers 21-4 on the the season, 17-1. They are the champions of the West Lakeland Conference. We're going to talk with both head coaches in just a few minutes, but first, a couple notes from the WIAA. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Back in 2.5 minutes as we talk with the head coach of the Turtle Lake Lakers, Angelo Wagner, here on WOGO Lady Max Playoff Pregame.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball. It's a WIAA Division 5 Regional Final. The Turtle Lake Lakers, the number 3 seed against your number 2 seed at McDonald Central Lady Max, with head coach Angelo Wagner. And coach, defensively last night, holding an opponent to 28 points in a tournament game, you certainly had to be impressed with that.
Yeah, our girls played well. We struggled rebounding a little bit, so that's something we want to focus on tonight as well.
When you look at your team, what have you done well? I mean, getting past 20 wins is obviously a feat, but to be able to carry that into the tournament, what are you doing well? What do you need to do better at this point?
The girls have worked really hard. We're more of a guard-heavy team this year, and we've had more posts in the past, so we've really had to find different offenses and things to accommodate that. Playoff-wise, we struggle a little bit with some posts, so that's where tonight we really have to focus on the post play and being able to shut that down.
When you look at film at McDonald, probably what jumps out is how they take the ball away, their defensive pressure. It really begins and ends with defense with this team, but they've got some scorers as well.
Yes, no, we're going to have to make sure we can protect that three-point line and then still get it in, you know, watch the big girls. The only thing for us, too, is we're not as deep. So that is a little bit of a worrisome for us because we only go 6, 7, 8 deep where they can go a little bit harder. So we'll see if our girls can match up with them tonight.
Well, Coach, working so hard to get to this point, again, a regional championship on the line. Wish you guys the best of luck tonight and the rest of the way should you move on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Head Coach Wagner of Turtle Lake back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Macs after this on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
WOGO Sports WIA Division 5 Regional Final here at McDonald's tonight, here with Head Coach Don Cooper, Turtle Lake, the opponent tonight. And, Coach, every single game as you move forward, the opponent gets tougher. This is a Turtle Lake team that's the number 3 seed for a reason, 21 wins. They're a quality team. They have some size.
Yes, they do. They have size. They're well coached. And, again, we just have to play our type of game. So,
Coach, when you look at what you've done defensively, obviously getting turnovers early and often has been what has sparked a lot of maybe a little slower offensive starts than you would like.
Absolutely. And again, that's what we thrive on. We thrive on turning over the ball and then pushing our transition. If we can do that and stay consistent with that, we're a tough out. So, again, as long as we can do that and dictate the tempo, I think we'll be in good shape.
Coach, when you look at film, what particular problems does this Turtle Lake team present that maybe you haven't seen in the tournament yet?
Well, again, they've got a really quality player, and we've got to be able to limit her touches and be able to control her shots. If we don't, it's going to be a long game because she gets everybody else involved. She reminds me of Gadel, you know, where she's so strong, she's so physical, she does the post moves inside, she shoots well outside, and she contributes with her teammates. So she's going to be tough, and if we can handle her and control the others, I think we'll be in good shape.
Coach, you've worked so hard all season for moments like this, a back-to-back with a regional championship on the line. Looking forward to seeing what your girls put on the floor tonight.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm excited for the girls. I'm excited for Marley Hughes. She's been at three of these type of regional championships, and she knows what it's all about.
That's Head Coach Don Cooper. We are back after this. It's almost game time on WOGO Sports. WIA Division 5 Regional Final coming up.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Pregame on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Last time out for the Turtle Lake Lakers, the opponent here tonight for your McDonald Lady Macs in the 2-versus-3 seed matchup in this WIA Division 5 regional final. In the regional semi, a home win over Clayton for Turtle Lake, 41-28. Taylor Anderson led the way with 12 points. Mackenzie Tarman, their leading scorer, over 21 points per game. She fouled out for the second time in as many tournament games with about 3 minutes left. Our friends from WKFX telling us that Mackenzie fouled out with about 10 minutes left against Thorpe, which made that game maybe a lot closer than it otherwise might have been. Thorpe battling very gamely in that game and came within really a whisker of taking that game away from Turtle Lake. On the other side for McDonald last night, 10 players scored, 65-34. A win over Owen Withy. Aubrey Dorn led the way, 20 points, a 9 of 13 shooting. Emily Cooper, great to have her back, 13 points at 3 threes. And Maddie Geisler with 8 points. How about Marley Hughes, 4 points, but 6 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. That leads us into the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Each night, the opponent getting more difficult. This is a 21-win team, just like McDonald, Mark.
Yes, I mean, this is going to be, you know, like we've made the comment all along that every step forward, the teams are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, Turtle Lake, they get seeded number 3 for a reason. 21 wins, that's a lot of good basketball being played. So the McDonald girls, again, they got to come out and play their tough, tough defense, whether they put that 1-3-1 zone in with Aubrey up top. That makes it very difficult for a lot of teams, or switching it up and going man-to-man. And then, like Coach Cooper says, they got to keep their leading scorer there, Mackenzie Tarman, from scoring too much.
Well, those are the keys to the game brought to you tonight by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald v. Turtle Lake, the second seed versus the third seed in this regional. Winner gets a regional championship. We are back right after this with tip-off on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Wonderful rendition of the national anthem by Carrie Stepp here tonight at Stephen Depp Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Regional final WIAA Division 5 tournament. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on AM 680, 103.1 FM live streaming audio at WOGO.com and partnered with Max TV. As always, thank you to Val Knobloch and the crew. This is WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The 21-4 Turtle Lake Lakers being introduced first under the direction of head coach Angela Wagner. Mackenzie Tarman, she is something else. A junior, 21.1 points per game. Number three, a six-footer. 5'6", Mariah Thill, a junior. Number four, 6.7 points per game, 4.1 rebounds. Courtney Tarman, Mackenzie's older sister, a senior. She's 5'5", 7.3 points per game for number five. Number 23, Taylor Anderson, their second leading scorer, 9.2 points per game. The 5'8", senior. And another senior, Shayna Rainey, rounds out the starting five. 5'8", number 54 points per game. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Max. Head coach Don Cooper, ninth season at the varsity level, a record of 149 wins versus 73 losses. It's a 67% winning percentage. First, one of the two captains for this team, Marley Hughes, the 5'9", do-everything senior guard-forward combo number one. Marley, 11.6 points per game, third on the team, leads the team in almost seven assists per contest. Then Callie Goulet, 5'10", junior forward number 11, 2.7 points, 3.2 rebounds, and a lockdown defender. Emily Cooper, 5'7", junior point guard number 22, the second captain on this team, leads the team at 15.7 points per game, second in assists at 5.4. She is the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year. Aubrey Dorn, the 6-foot junior center number 23, 13.8 points per game, second on the team, leads the team with 10.1 rebounds. Rebounds per contest, and Isabel Hartman, Izzy, the 5'6" junior guard number 31, 3.6 points, 2.6 rebounds, 2.6 steals per contest for Izzy.
It's fun to watch these girls come out of that tunnel there, and every one of them just got big smiles on their faces.
Turtle Lake has maroon jerseys, tops and bottoms, with jet black numerals and the gold piping and accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white tops and bottoms.
solid royal blue numerals and lettering. Aubrey Dorn against Harmon at midcourt, and Aubrey wins the tip. Immediately touch pass down to Emily Cooper, up and in for two from Marley Hughes, and that's the first of what may be many assists for Marley, and Cooper's on the board. McDonald leads 2-0.
Nice play off the jump.
We are underway here in Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Second seed versus the third seed in this regional. At the high post, a kick out up top to Courtney Tarman. Again, the older sister of Mackenzie Tarman. For a three, bottoms for Shayna Rainey. That wasn't something in the scouting report for Rainey, but the senior makes it 3-2 just right of the circle. That's just the seventh three-point hit for Rainey all season long. Kick out to Emily Cooper to answer for three, falling away, left side, back rim, no. Rebound to Tarman, and Tarman now on the run. Going coast to coast, and she has her pocket picked underneath the hoop by Emily Cooper.
Nice play. Nice defensive play by Emily.
3-2 Turtle Lake, a minute into this regional final. Callie Goulet just in front of the foul line. Out to Emily Cooper, right wing. Up top, Izzy Hartman rotates to Marley Hughes. Big head fake in the left corner. Marley curling across the foul line. Leaves it over for Izzy. Izzy finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn slides one back to Izzy, and Izzy is fouled going up hard. That whistle going to go against Taylor Anderson, her first, the team's first. Nice interior passing from one block to the other.
Very nice. Aubrey could have shot that ball, but unselfishly passed it to a wide open Izzy Hartman.
Hartman first free throw is off the back rim. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Hartman, the second attempt to tie the game, and she will. Rattles it in. First point for Izzy Hartman. We are tied at 3, 16:43 to play here first half in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Lady Max basketball, looking forward to the Max boys, who just defeated Colby tonight to win the Clover Belt first place crossover game. This afternoon, rather, would be more accurate.
Both teams going man-to-man defense.
Mariah Thill, the junior up top. Again, it's an upperclassman laden starting five, as you would kind of expect at this level. A long two. That one comes up short for Rainey. Was it touched by McDonald? It was not. The officials will look at one another and agree. And good officiating there, checking both sides, making sure it wasn't touched, and it goes to the Lady Max. Tied at three, almost 2 minutes in.
That's how it was last night in the last couple games. Kind of slow starts here for our offense.
Defense has led the way. Izzy Hartman to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to the left elbow. Shoots it over to Marley Hughes. Steps back for three. Left wing. Swish.
Nothing but net.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a beautiful shot from Marley Hughes. She doesn't take a lot of threes, but hits 43% of them. And a carry.
Yep.
Near midcourt. Called against Courtney Tarman. Put my head down for a moment to write down Marley's three. 6-3, McDonald early going has doubled up.
That was
attributed Lakers
to the defense by Emily Cooper.
And it's so good to have Emily back there, and Callie Goulet. Sophie Schmingall not starting tonight, but expect to see her as one of the first subs off the bench. She works her way back from injury. Izzy Hartman up top to Marley Hughes. Hughes, great ball fake. Almost stepped into a three. Instead, gives a slip screen to Emily Cooper. Right side. Izzy Hartman holding above her head. Now brings it down to a hip, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Hartman curling into the lane. Drops it off along the baseline. Aubrey Dorn holding it above her head. Dorn matched up against Rainey. The workout high on the left. Almost 3 minutes into this game. In the regional final, Emily Cooper up top. Flips it off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman drops down. Tough catch for Aubrey Dorn. She has to run back out to the foul line to get it. Now Aubrey shovels a bounce pass down low to Callie Goulet. Up and in for two.
That works so well.
Post to post passing. Aubrey Dorn very adept, and Callie Goulet just knows where to be.
Yes.
8-3 McDonald. Emily Cooper. Frenetic defense on Courtney Tarman up top. Goes right side to Taylor Anderson. Anderson holding, drops to the high post, right elbow, turning as Rainey fires into the post, and a steal by Callie Goulet. They were looking for Tarman, and Goulet just got to the basketball first. Izzy Hartman shoots it across the court. Inside the three-point arc left corner is Marley Hughes. Hughes backs it out beyond the arc left wing, working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Marley Hughes pulls up, right elbow, pop it, off the back rim, no, gets her own rebound, shovels it, gets it back from Izzy Hartman, and Marley will reset the offense between the circles up top. Marley working a right-handed bounce to Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves it for Aubrey Dorn. Rainey is going to give her a lot of space. Marley Hughes right side. Shoots it to Dorn. Dorn got between everybody up and in for two.
Great assist there.
Four different McDonald players have scored. They lead 10-3. Courtney Tarman being guarded closely by Emily Cooper. Gets around a screen from Rainey. Tarman goes right side. That's Mariah Phil. Phil in the right corner. Back out to Rainey. Thought about a three. She'll fire a pass to the post. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Aubrey Dorn with a quick hands into the passing lane. Lakers will sub in Jaylee Humphrey, a senior. 1.5 points per game. And exiting will be Taylor Anderson. Anderson has one foul so far. Inbounds pass tipped away. And Izzy Hartman in a race for it. And Hartman will bump Mariah Thill at midcourt. No call, but now delayed call coming against McDonald. I thought they might get Izzy, and then now this one may go against Marley.
It is at Marley.
That's her first, team's first. It's all ones at the bottom of the scoreboard right now. One foul on each team, and player number one with one foul. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
A little OCD there, Caleb.
I think so. Maybe a lot. 13-19 to play in the first half. McDonald leading by 7, 10-3. Aubrey Dorn goes for the steal. Rainey gets behind her and drops it down to Tarman. And Tarman misses underneath the hoop. Offensive rebound kicked out to Rainey. She'll try a left elbow jumper. Back rim and bottoms in. Rainey with five. Got a nice roll on the road. McDonald's lead cut down to five. 5 minutes into this first half. WOGO Sports and Max TV. Marley Hughes stepping back for three. Straight on. Rattles in and out. Rebound to Tarman. And Tarman is fouled by Izzy Hartman in that scramble for the basketball. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question, Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. That foul was the second on McDonald and the first on Isabel Hartman. Going the wrong way is Mariah Phil. She finds Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman, a long pass down low. Aubrey Dorn swats the shot away. Oh, but they got a foul. That's probably a good call. I think the body may have made contact, even though it was a spike out of bounds. The victim of that was Jaylee Humphrey, but she will earn a trip to the line. We don't have a height listed for Humphrey, but I would guess
pretty small.
A little over 5 foot, 5'2", 5'3", maybe. And Humphrey knocks in the first free throw, gets a little iron, but drops it through. Four-point game now to make it a one-possession game. Now Humphrey towing the line again. 12:36 to play. Humphrey's second free throw is well off the mark. I don't think that hit the rim.
God, I don't know why they don't call
and,
that.
Yeah, now Humphrey dives for the ball, and they're going to call a held ball in possession. We'll save a Turtle Lake, but I think Coach Cooper is rightly protesting, saying that free throw did not hit the rim, and so it should have not been an opportunity for. And now let's see. The officials may confer here. Let's see.
But
it'd be nice to see them
now.
Get this one right.
They've already played. They played on. I don't think that's a correctable error.
There's 12:35 left. 10-6 McDonald with the lead, and so they're gonna keep the ball here. Or are they not?
Nope. We're gonna give it to McDonald.
All right.
They're
and again,
that no
is
room.
That is the correct call.
Yep.
And good to see them getting it right. And again, you'd know as an official whether that's something they're allowed to do after it's been played. But
I think they
can. I mean, we saw in the NFL for crying out loud. So
I think they can, since it was a play on and there wasn't a dead ball there. And at that whistle there, they're able to correct it.
The most important thing, getting it right. Aubrey Dorn left of the circle and Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves for Marley Hughes. Hughes has 1-3. Was oh so close on a second. 10-6 McDonald leading by four. 12:13 to play first half. Marley Hughes right at the circle off a screen from Callie Goulet. Drops it down to Callie Goulet. Loses along the baseline out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Back to the action here in Chippewa Falls. 12:07 to play. McDonald leading 10-6, playing defense now. Sophie Schmidgall just came into the game, and Kylie Jensen, numbers 0 and 34 respectively. Sophie the sophomore, Kylie the junior guard.
Aubrey just came off of that and stopped herself from committing a second foul.
Again, she's got to be a little careful here. Yep. A lot of time left in the first half, and already that one foul as she was going for the block. Rainey just inside the left elbow. They'll work it back outside the arc. Wide open look at a three off the front of the iron. No for Mackenzie Tarman. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald.
Yep.
And they're letting him play a little bit underneath. Coming back into the game, Taylor Anderson, the 5'8 senior, will sub in for Jaylee Humphrey. Rainey to inbound underneath the hoop. She's got an outlet up top, and she will go to that outlet, Mariah Phil. Phil leaves it on the right for Courtney Tarman, the senior. Right side, Mackenzie Tarman. Skips it over to the left side. That's Anderson. Anderson back out to Courtney Tarman up top. Works at the high post. Rainey out to Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman pull up from 12 feet. Back rim, no. Rebound secured almost by two different McDonald players. Emily Cooper takes it. Head to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn fires a pass to Sophie Schmigo. Wide open down low for two.
They did not see Sophie standing right under the basket.
The sophomore Sophie with the sneak for two. And it's 12-6 McDonald, and a steal by Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to Sophie again. Sophie goes up hard, too hard. Kylie Jensen with an offensive rebound. Pushes out to Emily Cooper. Cooper over to Marley Hughes. Hughes a big head fake on the left wing. Kylie Jensen right side. No hesitation on a three. That one down, rimmed in and out. Offensive rebound out to Marley Hughes from Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper has the ball up top after a pass that I think was intended for Kylie Jensen.
Yeah, she was going over.
Snuck behind her back. Marley Hughes right wing up top, Aubrey Dorn. 12-6 McDonald, 10.5 to go. Emily Cooper right wing working off a screen, pulls up from 17 feet. Good. Cooper showing her range inside the arc as well. 14-6 McDonald. Tarman, long bounce pass, far side of the floor to her older sister. Mackenzie Tarman gets it back on the left wing. Shoots into the corner, no hesitation on a long jumper, and that one's an air ball from Mariah Thill. Emily Cooper push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn running hard in transition. Goes up, gets hammered. Won't get the shot to fall, but going to the line for two. That'll be the second team foul on Turtle Lake. Three whistles so far against McDonald. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. First free throw looked great.
Yes.
For Aubrey Dorn. 64% foul shooter, that one. A pure swish. That was the first foul, by the way, on Shayna Rainey. Second free throw for Aubrey, and that one gets a little rim, but goes down. Aubrey now will sub out for Callie Goulet with 10:07 to play. First double-digit lead for either side, 16-6. McDonald. Mackenzie Tarman. Right side to Phil. Tarman now standing at her own foul line, working a left-handed dribble. Bounce to older sister Courtney into the left corner. Anderson, long two is good. From about 17 feet, first basket for Taylor Anderson, 16-8. McDonald's lead. Cut by two, Kylie Jensen right wing. Up top, Callie Goulet. Goulet left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper step back for three right in front of the Turtle Lake bench. Nailed it.
That had a lot of air, but it looked beautiful.
19-8. I enjoyed some pregame festivities with some of the younger Cooper siblings in an all-out war shooting here on the floor. An air ball from Anderson in the left corner. Push ahead, Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen. Jensen running the floor. Euro steps down low. Too strong off the window, and the rebound snared by Anderson to Tarman. Tarman weaving her way across the logo. Fires a 30-foot bounce pass to her older sister, Courtney. That was a nice play from Tarman to Tarman. Easy basket from low on the left for Courtney Tarman.
You were a little slow getting back on defense.
19-10, McDonald. Under 9 minutes to play past the halfway point of the first half. Good screen by Schmidgall. Schmidgall rolls to the hoop, but somebody got a piece of that pass. Marley took it right back, goes in hard, and gets called for an offensive foul. And that'll be the second on Marley Hughes as she kind of bowled over Courtney Tarman. Maybe could have gone either way, I'm not sure, but...
Yeah.
Offensive foul called against Marley. And so Maddie Geisler will come in and Izzy Hartman as well.
Yeah, Marley kind of likes
Aubrey that, Dorn back in.
That contact there.
Again, we've seen her so many times take a little contact, lower the shoulder, you know, dip the shoulder more accurately, and then finish. And that time, Courtney Tarman able to set her up enough to get the offensive foul. As the fourth whistle against McDonald, and again the second on Marley Hughes. It's, of course, a big loss for McDonald, but some of these reserves have seen a lot of action recently, have played very confidently. Let's see what they bring to the floor here in the regional final. Mackenzie Tarman to Courtney Tarman, left corner Anderson. Anderson shoots it back to Courtney Tarman, high on the left, looking to the high post still. Kick out Anderson. Anderson for Courtney Tarman, left of the circle. 8:21 to play. McDonald leads by 9. Mackenzie Tarman, right wing. Good ball movement here by Turtle Lake, moving it outside the arc. One dribble for Tarman to younger sister Mackenzie. They work it down to Anderson in the left corner. Very patient here on offense for Turtle Lake. Maybe a dribble or two, otherwise it's all passing. Mackenzie Tarman bobbles it a bit up top, shoots into the left corner. That's Anderson. Floats it back out to Courtney Tarman. Mackenzie Tarman, right wing. You can hear the crowd liking this defensive effort from McDonald. Courtney Tarman on the left, throws it to the high post that still skips it over Mackenzie Tarman, right wing. Emily Cooper on her, working off a screen up top, bounces over for Courtney Tarman. She'll line up a three, that one back rim, and somehow rims in. And that's a nice roll there for Courtney Tarman. She has 5, and the McDonald lead cut to 6, 19-13. Callie Goulet up top, straight on, swings left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper for Maddie Geisler. Geisler puts it on the floor with the right hand out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman curling into the lane between two defenders. Beautiful. Runner is good. Nice good take. Answer by McDonald.
Nice take by Izzy.
21-13. They lead by 8. Answer bucket for bucket as Turtle Lake tries to make a push here. Izzy Hartman swats a pass out of bounds in the McDonald student section. Good following McDonald's from Turtle Lake here tonight. Black-clad student section matching the McDonald blue.
Good following from Turtle Lake here, too. They got a good student crowd here and a good parent crowd here.
Katie Ruff comes into the game, the McDonald junior, 5'10" center. Fantastic rebounder for this team, especially when Aubrey Dorn was out early on in the season. Played a lot of minutes. Under 7 to go, McDonald leads by 8, 21-13. Left corner, Mackenzie Tarman spots up a 3. That one too long. Emily Cooper, good box out. She'll dribble between Turtle Lake Lakers. Push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn hits the brakes, goes
beautiful.
Off the glass and good. Oh, nice body control by Aubrey Dorn. She has 6. And the McDonald lead is back to 10, 23-13. Man, they were looking for an offensive foul there too. And Aubrey pump the brakes.
Nice steal
Humphrey,
by
a steal by Cooper. On the throwaway by Humphrey, spins, drops it over to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn fires back to Cooper, high on the left with 6:18 to play, 23-13 McDonald. We're in a regional final on WOGO Sports. Emily Cooper straight on for 3, back rim, no. Long rebound in the corner, tracked down by Anderson. Anderson finds Thill. Rainey back out there for Turtle Lake. On the right side, long pass, too long for Anderson into the corner. Quick hands there by Alexis Lander, McDonald Athletic Director. 6:01 left and a 10-point game. Marley Hughes will come back out and playing with those two fouls, but you just can't leave Marley out for long. That's no slight on anyone else on the McDonald team. It's just how good Marley is. An opportunity here for McDonald with a 10-point lead to really try to give themselves some space. Emily Cooper cannot track down a pass from Marley that gets into the Turtle Lake student section. So a rare turnover for McDonald with 5:42 left. They lead 23-13. Rainey on the right side to Anderson front of the McDonald bench, working a right-handed bounce. Max will come to trap. Emily Cooper bats away a pass ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn a one-on-two down the lane, takes contact and scores.
Nice steal there by Emily Cooper. Easy basket for Aubrey.
Phil splits two McDonald defenders. She has a clear path down the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound snared with two hands for safety by Katie Ruff. Push ahead to Marley Hughes. High on the left from Cooper. Right side, Izzy Hartman in the corner. Now to Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand. Marley Hughes left wing. Marley back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane. Beautiful bounce pass inside. I thought for a moment, but Rainey a little too quick to the basketball. Stepped in front of Katie Ruff. It's a good idea.
Yes.
4:54 to play, 25-13 McDonald. Another tipped pass, and Aubrey Dorn gobbles it up. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper high on the left, working against Thill. Working a right-handed bounce off the screen from Katie Ruff. Drops it down to Ruff, wide open underneath the hoop. Nice. Up and in for two. Oh, a great roll by Katie Ruff and a timeout on the floor. We're back
seconds.
In 30 seconds. It's a 14-point lead for McDonald here in the regional final.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour. An electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. The Lady Macs have opened up a 14-point lead, 27-13, here against Turtle Lake. Thank you to our friends from WKFX and Rice Lake for an update. Prairie Farm leading New Auburn 26-10 in that regional final. 7:20 left in their first half. So kind of as expected. Whoa. Kylie Jensen.
Pick your pocket.
Throws it away to Emily Cooper in the left wing. Cooper up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back out to Cooper on the left. Emily Cooper, show and go. Nice head fake all the way to the hoop. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Mackenzie Tarman. Everything but the finish there for Emily.
Yes.
Tarman goes behind her back. Nifty move across the logo. Left side, Taylor Anderson. With 3:50 to play, 14-point lead for McDonald. A little bit of a danger zone here for Turtle Lake, as McDonald likes to pull away at the end of a half.
Yes.
Tarman drop down to Thill. Right block extended. Kick out for Courtney Tarman for another three. Front rim, no. Rebound batted through a couple pairs of hands. Saved by Turtle Lake. No stepping on the line. Good hustle there by Anderson, but not able to get to it in time.
Full timeout by McDonald.
We are back in 60 seconds. 3:31 to go, first half. McDonald leading 27-13. Back in a minute.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
3:31 to go, first half in this WIAA Division 5 Regional Final. McDonald leading Turtle Lake 27-13. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen, left wing. Jensen now between the circles. Has a pass batted away and stolen by Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman a run-on-one with Kylie down the lane. Bumps her off a little bit.
Yeah.
Veteran move there by Tarman and up and in for her first basket. But again, it's hard for the officials to see, but you can see just a little dip and a
forearm
little
forearm shiver there.
Yep. Again, that's
part of it.
Yeah, maybe you call it, but I just call it a cagey offensive move.
Yes.
Tarman You weren't going to hold her without scoring for the entire first half, probably, but McDonald has done an excellent job so far.
Kylie wasn't pressing the issue either, so it wasn't
Emily Cooper, deep three for an answer. Far side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Courtney Tarman. Tarman hassled out of the basketball, knocked away to Aubrey Dorn. To Emily Cooper. Cooper, big head fake. Pull up at the left elbow. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Back to Emily Cooper, left wing with 2:35 to play. 27-15, McDonald leading by 12. Drops at the high post, turning and facing the basket against Rainey is Aubrey Dorn. Jab step, backs up with a dribble. Leaves it for Emily Cooper. McDonald patient here on this possession. On the right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves it for Kylie Jensen. Hartman back to Dorn. Dorn spinning into the paint between two defenders. Oh, goodness. What? They called, I believe, a hook, an offensive foul on
Aubrey?
Aubrey Dorn. Wow.
Wow, if that was an offensive foul and a hook, that was a great play by Aubrey because it wasn't very noticeable.
That's her second foul. And Coach Cooper going to get a little bit of an explanation. We're not the ones making the call, so but that's a tough call to go against Aubrey.
Yeah.
2:09 to go, 27-15, McDonald leading by 12. Tarman up top. Drops it over to Courtney Tarman on the left wing. Courtney Tarman gets it back. Works the younger sister, McKenzie. Doubled out to Courtney Tarman, left corner. 1:51 left. Courtney Tarman, couple right-handed bounces, looking for younger sister McKenzie on the right side. The junior fires to Anderson in the corner. McKenzie Tarman gets it back high on the right. Her team trailing by 12. Down to the corner for Anderson for three. Comes up short, rebound snared by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Marley Hughes. Hughes push ahead, 30-foot catch to Sophie Schmidgall, and she couldn't quite track it down. Just bobbled a bit on the end line and kind of fell over that line. Minute 32 left. Callie Goulet going to come in for Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, you don't want her to pick up a...
And Emily Cooper will check in as well, but you can't have any of your starters getting three fouls in the first half, so that's why Marley Hughes will check out as well. So for the first time tonight, we're also going to see Emily Thaler, the 5'11 senior center, and Emily has just really played well here in the playoffs, especially round one. Donald trying to hold on to that double-digit lead, and it goes off the back of the shoe of Mackenzie Tarman. She catches a pass and loses it off her heel out of bounds. So an unforced error there for the Lakers. Maddie Geisler will jump into this game with a minute 22 left. Emily Cooper to Maddie Geisler, right wing. Donald very likely to be patient here in offense at the end of the half. Emily Cooper high on the left. Working one left and inbounds to Sophie Schmidgall. Fires it into Callie Goulet. Goulet out to Maddie Geisler. She has an open look at a three. Rattles it in.
You don't want to leave her alone that often. She's a good shooter.
Set him up. Knock him in. Maddie Geisler. 30-15. McDonald's doubled up on Turtle Lake again. 50 seconds left. Courtney Tarman into the left corner. That's Anderson. Anderson finds Mackenzie Tarman in the lane. Challenged, but still scores. She found her spot. 40 seconds left, 30-17. McDonald leads by 13. See if they try to play for one shot with this much time left or not. Callie Goulet has a pass batted away to Rainey, but Tarman with that steal. Now Tarman down the lane for two.
Oh, she should have.
And she's fouled by Emily Cooper. Oh. Doesn't get the layup, but she will go to the line shooting two.
I thought she kind of took a little extra step in there, too.
Well, by now you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games, as Tarman makes the first. If you have what it takes to make the right call, and let's be honest, you know who you are. Don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in the exciting and active role of officiating. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Access the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org to get started, as Tarman hits the second. A message from WOGO, the WIAA. AA keeping the education in sports. So Tarman now with 6 points. McDonald's lead is trimmed to 11, 30-19, 17 seconds left. Now you would expect them probably to hold for a final shot if they can. Marley will actually turn and hit the back rim from 16 feet. So Turtle Lake will have an opportunity here with Tarman just across the foul line. Tarman shoots it down low to her sister Courtney for two, and that's how the half will end. A nice push by Turtle Lake to make it a single-digit deficit at the break. After 18 minutes, Your halftime score in this Division 5 regional final, McDonald 30, Turtle Lake 21. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Schools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Time here in the regional final, WIAA Division 5 tournament. McDonald leading Turtle Lake 30-21, but a push from the Lakers at the end made what could have started to be a runaway for McDonald into just a single-digit deficit. On the other side, winner of this will take on the winner of Prairie Farm in New Auburn, and it's all Prairie Farm 44-20 at the half. Mark Malone, your thoughts on the first 18 minutes?
Well, I think the girls are playing some good defense. Obviously, Turtle Lake's converted a couple of quick buckets where they're just physically beating us down the floor. They've done that at least twice, maybe 3 times against us. So we got to kind of pick up our defense and get it down there in a little bit. So offensively, I think they're doing a great job down there. They're working the ball well. I got McDonald with 5 turnovers. I got Turtle Lake with 11 turnovers, maybe 12. I might have missed one in there, but obviously the McDonald defense has been a little bit better than the Turtle Lake defense, but we've been turning the ball over a little bit too much on just some not perfect play. So I think the girls got to just tighten it up a little bit. Just open that lead back up, you know, and knowing that Turtle Lake can put on a little pressure.
McDonald's had eight players score in the first half, five for Turtle Lake. They're led by Courtney Tarman with seven, Mackenzie Tarman with six, five for Shayna Rainey, two for Taylor Anderson, and one for Jaylee Humphrey. On the other side, Aubrey Dorn with 8 points for McDonald. Emily Cooper close behind with seven. Then three apiece for Izzy Hartman, Maddie Geisler, and Marley Hughes. Two for Sophie Schmingall, two for Callie Goulet, two for Katie Ruff. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Defense has led the way. Izzy Hartman to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to the left elbow. Shoots it over to Marley Hughes. Steps back for three. Left wing. Swish.
Nothing but net.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a beautiful shot from Marley Hughes. She in the regional final, Emily Cooper up top. Flips it off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman drops down. Tough catch for Aubrey Dorn. She has to run back out to the foul line to get it. Now Aubrey shovels a bounce pass. Down low to Callie Galay. Up and in for two.
That works so well.
Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves it for Aubrey Dorn. Rainey is going to give her a lot of space. Marley Hughes right side. Shoots it to Dorn. Dorn got between everybody, up and in for two.
Great assist there.
See Tarman. Tarman pull up from 12 feet. Back rim no. Rebound secured almost by two different McDonald players. Emily Cooper takes it. And to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn fires the pass to Sophie Schmingall. Wide open down low for two.
They did not see Sophie standing right under the basket.
McDonald's lead cut by two. Kylie Jensen right wing. Up top, Callie Goulet. Goulet left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper step back for three right in front of the Turtle Lake bench. Nailed it.
That had a lot of air, but it looked beautiful.
2-6, 19-13. Callie Goulet up top, straight on. Swings left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper for Maddie Geisler. Geisler puts it on the floor with the right hand out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman curling into the lane between two defenders.
Beautiful.
Runner is good. On the right side to Anderson. From the McDonald bench working a right-handed bounce. Max will come to trap Emily Cooper. Bats away a pass ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn a one-on-two down the lane. Takes contact and scores.
Nice steal there by Emily Cooper.
Cooper high on the left. Working against Thill. Working a right-handed bounce off the screen from Katie Ruff. Drops it down to Ruff, wide open underneath the hoop, up and in for two. Oh, a great roll by Katie Ruff and a timeout on the floor. High on the left, working one left and inbounds to Sophie Schmingall, fires it into Callie Goulet. Goulet out to Maddie Geisler. She has an open look at a three, rattles it in.
You don't want to leave her alone that often.
That's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Well, nearly 800 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program underwritten by Marshfield Clinic. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 state Scholar Athlete Awards presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. Deadline for nominations is March 10, 2023. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs at the half. McDonald leads Turtle Lake by 9.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's always our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'll start down here at the bottom of our list. Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver out at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad, stationed in the Air Force over in Germany. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo, a Chi High grad in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad, currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, currently at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. John Hayden from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army station at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen working out of Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Kristen Levesser Davis, along with Sarah Pass and Bovey, both in the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, getting ready to go to Japan. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. And a little baby Freya update. She turned 1 month old on Thursday and is up to 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
All right, we're getting there.
Yes.
We're getting there, Freya. We'll start the second half here. As always, if you have someone to add to the military shout-outs list, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us through the WOGO.com website or reach out to Mark or myself directly. We'll get them added to the list, and hoping it's going to be a list of military shout-outs that goes deep into March.
Yes.
30-21, Turtle Lake trailing by 9, and they'll start off with a turnover in the second half. Callie Goulet with a steal. Goulet to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Aubrey Jorn back out there, as well as Izzy Hartman, original starting five for head coach Don Cooper. Emily Cooper will start off with a three, and that one hits the back rim. Offensive rebound, Marley back out to Emily. Emily, runner from just inside the left elbow, knocks it through the net.
She likes that shot. That's a nice little runner in the middle.
Now a game high, 9 points for Emily Cooper. McDonald leads 32-21, back up to a double-digit lead. Trying to lock down defensively here against Turtle Lake. Anderson up top, leaves it for Thill. Over to Rainey. Rainey, who can shoot? She's a little deep right now.
She is a little bit out there. Now the McDonald girls are in a man-to-man defense.
Anderson leaves it for Courtney Tarman right side. Tarman actually... the elder Tarman, the leading scorer for Turtle Lake in the first half. Push shot along the baseline. No, Emily Cooper with the rebound. She finds Marley Hughes. Marley, long bounce pass over to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between two defenders. Hit, no offensive rebound. Put back Izzy Hartman.
I thought
Aubrey was going to get a foul called there against Turtle Lake, but no, but Izzy Hartman says thank you very much. Cleans up the loose change. Now a foul called against McDonald as Mackenzie Tarman quick to the rim.
Be Aubrey's third.
Aubrey and Marley were both in the area. I think it is going to be against Aubrey Dorn. And that is her third, and that is significant. Again, Mackenzie Tarman has struggled with foul trouble. She's not tonight, but the McDonald post is Tarman off the mark on the first free throw. 34-21, and so Aubrey Dorn with 16-21 remaining, her third foul. And she'll have to sit for a bit here. Emily Thaler is going to come in.
Good substitution there. Emily gives us a lot of good minutes.
Second free throw good for Mackenzie Tarman. She's now 3 of 4 from the line tonight. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper up top. 34-22 McDonald, minute 50 into the second half. WIA Division 5 regional final. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Val and the Max TV crew joining us online back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Zach Wycheck running the controls. Callie Goulet, pass almost gets away from Hartman, but Thaler retrieves it. Emily Cooper just inside the arc, straight on. Looking for an outlet, finds Marley Hughes, and her pass skitters through the hands of Callie Goulet, and a turnover by McDonald to Turtle Lake. Mariah Thill across the timeline to Anderson. Anderson guarded by Marley Hughes. Marley leaves it up top. Courtney Tarman back to Thill. Checked by Izzy Hartman. Working off a screen from Rainey. Hands it off to Anderson. Anderson with Marley just dancing in front of her. And a wild shot by Anderson. Still grazes a lot of the rim and knocked out of bounds and will be called a held ball.
Well, he's calling that they both kind of simultaneously hit it out of bounds. So he didn't have a call there, so he's going to go with a jump ball.
So jump ball, so possession will go to McDonald, and we'll change the possession arrow. Lady Max across the timeline with Emily Cooper. Leading by 12. Turtle Lake student section, all black clad. I don't think they've sat this entire game. They're just waiting for something to explode about. Emily Cooper lofts a tall pass to Marley Hughes. Works over to Cooper. Cooper right in front of her own bench for three. Pure. Right wing Emily Cooper, her second triple. Give her 12 on the night, 37-22, largest lead of the night for McDonald with 14:46 to play.
That's what they got to do against that.
Now a whistle and a hold called on Callie Goulet. Didn't see that, but must have been in the paint. And Sophie Schmidgall will be subbing in here for Emily Thaler with 14:42 left. That's just the first on Callie. Team second, no whistles yet here in the second half against Turtle Lake. Coach Cooper getting just a bit of an explanation here, and then we will resume play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi High, McDonald Athletics, and WOGO Sports for over 30 years. And another touch foul up top. I think Callie just picked up that one. Having a little trouble with Mackenzie Tarman, it seems. And so that's the second on Callie, but the third on the team with a lot of time remaining, 14:40 here in the second half. Rainey with her back to the basket at the foul line, hands off to Courtney Tarman, gives it back to Rainey. Rainey show and go, and another foul underneath, and Callie Goulet just picked up another one, and Callie just wants to know what she's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The officials are seeing something with Callie face guarding Mackenzie Tarman, and so that is three fouls in a row on Callie Goulet. Rainey now to inbound. Drops into Courtney Tarman. Tarman challenged, but goes over the top of Schmidgall for two. Courtney Tarman with 9 points to lead the Lakers. 37-24, they trail your McDonald Max. Eddie Max with Emily Cooper high on the right, calling some directions to Marley Hughes, and gives it to Hughes on the right side. Hughes holding, now working a left-handed bounce. Aubrey Dorn's going to come back into this game shortly. Almost 4 minutes in. Callie Goulet back out to Marley. Marley and Emily Cooper. She's got a good look at a three left side. That one on the back rim. Rebound Courtney Tarman. Tarman lost it out of bounds. That's going to McDonald. Tarman just kind of spun and lost it off her shin or her heel. Sophie Schmidgall, Izzy Hartman out. Kylie Jensen, Aubrey Dorn in for the Max. Leading 37-24, inbounding far side of the baseline near that corner. Marley Hughes looking and finds Jensen up top. Kylie Jensen back to Marley. Marley on the right side. Working a left-handed dribble over to Kylie Jensen. She's got a good look at a three left side. Ooh. Just a little bit too long. A rebound underneath.
I'm saying it went over the backboard, but I'm not so sure.
I don't know. Either way, it's
that
going to Turtle Lake.
Yeah.
13:42 inbounds to Mackenzie Tarman. She'll whip it across the midcourt and straddling.
Yeah, that should have been an over and back.
Yeah. Rainey was straddling the arc and, or excuse me, the mid stripe, and I'll just completely miss the basket down there by number four, Mariah Phil. But Rainey caught it on in the forecourt, and then 1 foot went back across.
That should have been, but I don't think the ref was in the correct position to see it.
Anyway, we won't dwell on it. Emily Cooper, right corner, her team leading by 11, 37-26. Almost 5 minutes into the second half. Emily Cooper, left corner pocket, three! Yes! Emily Cooper starting to heat up. She has 15. The McDonald lead is 14, 40-26. Now Cooper and Marley Hughes, and a travel on Anderson as the collaboration defensively from the McDonald junior and senior forces the turnover. That'll send in Jaylee Humphrey. And she will sub in for Anderson with 12:54 left. Again, four whistles on McDonald here in the second half. Turtle Lake has not committed a foul. Lady Max trying to extend this lead.
Yeah, if we can just take care, you know, run a little bit of clock, run some good offense here. Turtle Lake sitting in a zone.
Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen in the left corner. Emily sneaking back into that left corner. She's wide open. Another three left corner pocket. You know it.
That didn't even rattle the net.
Emily Cooper, you could see, again, that little action as Cooper swats away a pass, push ahead to Callie Goulet, but sneaking in front of her with the steal is Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman bumping into Cooper and lost it out of bounds.
Yes, good defense.
Callie Goulet pumped up about that defense timeout on
timeout
the floor.
Turtle Lake.
We'll step out and be back after this in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The Lady Macs have scored 13 points in the first 5 minutes 42 seconds of the second half. 11 of those have come from Emily Cooper, 3 from deep, and it's a 43-26 lead almost one-third of the way through the second half, and McDonald with the basketball looking for more.
Again, just run some good clock here and get a good shot.
Marley Hughes lost the ball just outside the paint. The steal coming the other way from Phil. Marley pokes it away from behind. Out of bounds. Yes. Last touch by Emily Cooper. Yes. Marley almost with a steal there. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Running out to Courtney Tarman. Now we're under 12 minutes to play. McDonald with that 17-point lead. Tarman high on the left wing, looking for sister Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman shoots it over to Courtney Tarman, left wing. Drops it down to the left corner. That's Anderson. Back out to Courtney Tarman, high on the left. Aubrey Dorn comes out on her. She'll throw it all the way across the floor. Mackenzie Tarman, right wing. Phil, and knocked away by Maddie Geisler for a moment, but back to Mackenzie Tarman. Tarman eyeing that defense. Slides a bounce pass into the left corner via sister Courtney to Anderson. Anderson fights it down to Mackenzie Tarman. She shoots it out to Phil from 12 feet. Good on the right wing. Good ball movement, patience there by Turtle Lake. They get the basket, 43-28 McDonald. Maddie Geisler over to Emily Cooper. Cooper, Marley Hughes back out to Maddie. Oh, she thought about a D3. Marley turns at the foul line, finds Emily Cooper left corner. Quick closeout there, as Emily's been lethal here in the second half beyond the arc. Marley Hughes finds Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn fouled by Phil on the way to the hoop.
Good find there by Marley.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. First free throw good for Aubrey Dorn. That's her first point in the second half. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach clinics all throughout western Wisconsin. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Second free throw, no good for Aubrey Dorn. Again, that's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Trying to go coast to coast and doing so. Mackenzie Tarman weaving her way through traffic. Ended up on her knees along the baseline, but a nice, tough finish for Mackenzie Tarman. Makes it a 14-point game, 44-30 McDonald, 10:44 to go. Working at the high post, Marley Hughes goes to Maddie Geisler, the Emily Cooper. Hughes cutting down low and finding her, Aubrey Dorn. Hughes, two more on the other end of an assist that time.
Yes.
46-30 McDonald. Mackenzie Tarman on the right wing. Down to Anderson. Anderson, either a long two or maybe she was just beyond the arc. Either way, a miss and a long push ahead to Maddie Geisler. Geisler running hard to the rim. Comes up a little bit short. And Phil out of there with the rebound. Push ahead to Courtney Tarman. Tarman stumbles a bit, then out to Rainey. Rainey show and go just inside the arc. Finds Courtney Tarman on the left wing. Tarman up top to Mackenzie Tarman. Maddie Geisler and Aubrey Dorn come out on her to Courtney Tarman. Tarman drops down, the left block extended. Rainey at the left double. Mackenzie Tarman to Anderson. She's got a really good look at a three, but too strong on it. Rebound batted out of bounds. Would go to McDonald. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. Get the fresh custard, the real Wisconsin cheese curds, the butter burger, or
mushroom and Swiss, baby.
Make
it a double.
Culver's of Lake Halley. Tell them Mark and Caleb sent you. I don't think it'll get you a discount, but anyway. We appreciate that. Your support from Corey and the crew. Emily Cooper, right wing.
Oh,
and she rattles it in. the right corner. Emily Cooper got the shooter's touch. Four threes in the second half. And Cooper now with 21 points, 49-30 McDonald. McKenzie Tarman, left wing, and turns it over on a double dribble. Just lost control of it with 9:16 remaining. Well, it's time. It's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Maybe you got a tax return coming. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Get Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating on the phone for a free estimate. Call 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. Two-man game between Aubrey Dorn and Marley Hughes, and Hughes to Dorn for two.
That was beautiful. Nice, unselfish play by both girls, just making sure they got a good, easy basket.
Back and forth. It's now a 21-point lead for McDonald. But again, just a great action between those two players. Izzy Hartman trying to set up an offensive foul. No, but Anderson comes up short on the jumper, and a foul in the lane as Marley Hughes commits her third foul. Courtney Tarman with the drive with 8:38 left. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Courtney Tarman hits her first free throw of the game, a second attempt coming up, and she will roll that one in. Marley Hughes exits. Katie Ruff back in. Kylie Jensen back in as well, along with Maddie Geisler, Emily Cooper, and Aubrey Dorn. 51-32, McDonald up 19. 8:26 to go for a regional championship.
Man-to-man defense now.
Emily Cooper tried to bounce a pass down low, knocked right back to her in the work back outside the arc with Maddie Geisler. Right side, Kylie Jensen putting it on the floor with the left hand. Back out to Cooper. Cooper goes to Maddie Geisler. Geisler show and go, and she took a little extra hop step with.
Yeah.
Getting into her action there.
Turtle Lake's in there man-to-man. And
Aubrey Dorn steps in front of an entry pass. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Maddie Geisler. Goes hard at the rim.
Oh.
Shot won't fall, but a foul. And Maddie Geisler. And I wouldn't say Aubrey Dorn snuck into that passing lane as much as she was just too long for any pass to get by her 6-foot-plus wingspan. Geisler for his free throw, back rim. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud. To support local athletics, that's Northwestern Bank. And help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Second free throw no good, and the long rebound out to Thill. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. That's sim4kids.com for Smiles in Motion. Courtney Tarman goes right side. Anderson along. Two is good. Right wing. Taylor Anderson, that's her second basket, 51-34. The McDonald lead trimmed a bit down to 17. Emily Cooper off a screen from Dorn. Cooper pulls up just outside the foul line, back out to Jensen. Katie Ruff up top. Ruff, one bounce, right side Emily Cooper. Cooper looking for the pull-up, instead to Maddie Geisler straight on. Geisler with a big head fake on Mackenzie Tarman, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper off the bounce to Kylie Jensen. Jensen curling to the foul line. Maddie Geisler, and Geisler called for a travel again. Just a little extra hesitation there on the head fake. Maddie Geisler's going to take a seat, get some encouragement from her coach, Don Cooper. Marley Hughes back in with 7:18 left. 51-34 McDonald. Still a lot of time left here. The Lady Macs only have one foul left to give. Certainly need to stay clean defensively. Courtney Tarman right side to Anderson, who just hit that long jumper. Anderson on the floor with the left hand. Back out Courtney Tarman. Left side, Mackenzie Tarman. Doubled up, goes to Courtney Tarman, right wing. Into the corner, Anderson. Anderson finds Mackenzie Tarman, cutting to the rim, and Marley Hughes tried to challenge it as much as she could with three fouls, but Tarman just a little bit too good of a finisher. 51-36. Now Marley going in hard, fouled on the ground.
That's the first one on Mackenzie Tarman.
And again, as we mentioned, WKFX, who's just a little bit to our right, told us that Mackenzie Tarman is fouled out of the last two games, but she has really done a great job of not getting in foul trouble here tonight. Inbounds to Emily Cooper on the right wing from Marley Hughes. Drops into the post. Aubrey Dorn just outside the paint. Now she'll back her defender down. Spins, working the pivot. Skips out. Kylie Jensen. Left corner pocket three. A little bit too long. Izzy Hartman with Phil tied up. Trying to get an offensive rebound. And that jump ball will go the way of the Lakers.
Nice job there by Izzy.
6:34 remaining. 51-36. McDonald leads by 15. Looking for yet another regional title. Left side is Thill. Shoots it up top. Mackenzie Tarman goes to the high post. Rainey touch pass down to the corner. Anderson. Anderson double there in the corner. In a little trouble. Looking for some help. And she will fight a pass out into the open floor. And Mackenzie Tarman quick
to
the basket.
I don't know how she got that out of
there. I am not sure. It's an absolute zoo.
Yes.
Left side, Courtney Tarman. Over to younger sister Mackenzie. Mackenzie Tarman, right side, shoots it into the corner. That's Anderson. Anderson, quick trigger on a three. That one too long. Rebound pulled in by Emily Cooper. Cooper keeping the head up as she dribbles across the logo, right side. Izzy Hartman shoots it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns inside. Rainey too strong. Rebound batted out to Mariah Thill. Thill on the run. A one on three. She'll hit the brakes, and she is fouled by McDonald. That will send Mariah Thill to the line. And again, remind you that Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you, Corey and the crew. Being one of our great sponsors all throughout the season and into the tournament. Thill is good on the first free throw. That's her first make from the charity stripe. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Cooper. We will step out as well. Back in 60 seconds, 5:40 to go. McDonald leading by 14 in the regional final. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
5:40 to play here in the game. 51-37 WIAA Division 5 Regional Final in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. The McDonald Lady Macs and the Turtle Lake Lakers. Second free throw out of the timeout. No good. Maybe a little icing there by Coach Cooper as still missed the second. Now McDonald moving right to left. Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, Marley Hughes, Izzy Hartman, Kylie Jensen, the five on the floor. Marley goes right side. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper, left to the circle. She'll be guarded by Mariah Thill. Drops off for Marley Hughes against Mackenzie Tarman. Aubrey Dorn left all alone. She's not going to take the three. They'll be patient here on offense. Cooper up top, Marley Hughes. Just over 5 minutes to play. 51-37. 5 minutes exactly on the clock. 5 minutes separating McDonald from a regional crown.
They're just going to... Turtle Lake's staying in the man-to-man defense, and McDonald can easily burn up some clock here.
Emily Cooper will take a three, quick trigger, back rim, no. Rebound batted out by Aubrey Dorn to Kylie Jensen, gives it back to Dorn, shoots it out to Marley Hughes high on the left. McDonald will reset and try again. Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes right side via Aubrey Dorn. Marley cutting into the lane, beautiful touch with the left hand. She's fouled first. A little bit too strong on that shot. Maybe because of the foul. Officials will confer for just a moment. 4:31 left. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Marley Hughes at the line. That was Mackenzie Tarman on the foul. Just her second, team's fourth. Hughes the free throw. And back rim. A little bit too strong. A rare miss for a 79% foul shooter. McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonnell difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. And open enrollment through April 20th. Second free throw for Marley. That one looks good, is good. 6 points for Marley Hughes on the night. 52-37, 15-point lead for McDonnell. At last check, Prairie Farm all over New Auburn, up by 24 at the half. Right side, Mariah Phil. On the left, Mackenzie Tarman. We're on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Courtney Tarman into the corner. Anderson straddling the arc back out to Courtney Tarman. Mackenzie Tarman left wing. Deep three. That one back rim. Marley Hughes tracks down the rebound along the baseline. Push ahead to Emily Cooper in front of everybody. Finds Dorn up with the left hand for two.
It looked like something
That's a hockey assist.
Yes, it looked like something they would run in practice.
54-37 McDonald. 17-point lead, under four to go. Mackenzie Tarman right side. On the left side, Courtney Tarman, the senior, back to Mackenzie Tarman on the right wing. Courtney Tarman left side. She'll pull the trigger on a three, rattles it through. Good shot there by the senior, Courtney Tarman. She's having a very nice game in what may be the final game of her Turtle Lake career. 54-40, McDonald up 14. Marley Hughes left of the circle for three, rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Rainey. So some time left for Turtle Lake to make a push, and they will try with Mariah Phil down the left side of the lane. Runs over Izzy Hartman. Offensive foul.
Yes.
Izzy Hartman setting her up and getting knocked down.
Very, very well done. Good play by Izzy there. And she was set for a long time. Full time
out on the floor. 3:17 remaining. Back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
.317 remaining in a 14-point game, 54-40. McDonald with the lead and the basketball, moving right to left here on WOGO. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming at WOGO.com, or if you're watching and listening via Max TV.
A little surprised that Turtle Lake's not pressuring full court.
Time might be running out. Emily Cooper lets a defender go by her up and in for two on the bullet pass from Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper with 23.
Let her defender just fly right by.
Just a little duck. Cooper, if you're listening, kind of looked like Mario. You duck, let the bullet bill go over you, and then score the basket. 16-point lead for McDonald, thrown to the backcourt, and that's an over-and-back violation as Turtle Lake, the wheel's starting to come off a little bit here. Still some time left, but McDonald leading by 16 with possession. Fouls have evened up as well, too. Six against McDonald, so none left to give, but five whistles against the Lakers. Marley Hughes, right side, holds on her hip, goes to Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves it on the right. Aubrey Dorn holding above her head. Aubrey to Marley Hughes. Marley back to Emily Cooper. Cooper sweeps through to Marley, left side against Mackenzie Tarman. Back to Emily, holding way beyond the arc on the right wing. Aubrey Dorn left side. Dorn surveys, working against Rainey. 2:15 to go. 56-40 lead for McDonald. And now a foul comes from Tarman with 2:12 to play. Team sixth. Tarman's third. And she just tagged Marley Hughes.
Might be where she gets into that fouling out trouble, but.
Inbounds into the backcourt.
Again, no pressure from
Emily
him.
Cooper.
I don't quite get that.
Phil will come out. Izzy Hartman to Maddie Geisler. Will McDonald's contend to let this clock continue bleeding down? Under 2 minutes to go in a 16-point game. Marley Hughes high on the left. Tarman will come out on her. She'll go over to Emily Cooper. High post feed. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns, goes by her defender, and fouled maybe inadvertently that time by Rainey, but that will send Aubrey Dorn to the line, shooting a 1-1. Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. First free throw is off the mark, but offensive rebound, Marley Hughes turns a little bit too strong.
Yep.
Phil coming the other way. Hesitates, splits two defenders, lost it off her shoe, out of bounds, going back to McDonald. Again, those other two positions at Berry Global, maintenance tech, $30.24 per hour, electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. We appreciate their support of Chi-High and McDonald Playoff Sports, Berry Global and Chippewa Falls. Find the Chippewa Falls location, apply, berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Now Tarman picks up her fourth foul on the reach-in against Marley Hughes, and Marley will go to the line for another 1-1 opportunity. McDonald in the bonus. With a minute 27 to play, leading 56-40. Looking to cut down the nets for a regional championship. Here's the free throw. Perfect. Marley Hughes 4 in the second half, 7 now on the night. A 17-point lead, 57-40. Looking for a 2-for-2 trip here. Marley a couple bounces, turns it over. Free throw perfectly through the net. 58-40. Now a pass almost gets away from Anderson near midcourt. Goes all the way across the floor. Mackenzie Tarman. Minute 20 remaining. Tarman splits a couple defenders. Goes over Hartman. Rims in and out. Gets her own rebound. The follow is good for Mackenzie Tarman. She's definitely one you want to box out.
Now they're applying some.
Now some full court pressure. McDonald will break with Aubrey Dorn across the timeline. Finds Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting the basket. And wisely, she's just going to run it back out. Get fouled. Burn some clock there with a minute two left. 58-42 McDonald, and Izzy Hartman will go to the line. Kylie Jensen will check in for Maddie Geisler. We'll have the Post Glass postgame show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. Not sure if we'll talk to him right away or, again, if this score holds after he gets a little chance to celebrate a regional championship with his team. And how about Izzy Hartman? Nice looking free throw there. Izzy's a 31% foul shooter on the season. She's hit 2 of 3 tonight. Second attempt for the junior. And that one a little bit too strong. Knocked out of bounds off of Turtle Lake. Emily Cooper just tomahawked it against the body of Anderson.
Yes.
Man, she's quick.
She is. And she's so smart.
101 left. Marley Hughes. Well, inbound. That last foul was the ninth against Turtle Lake. Goes to Emily Cooper, high on the right. 59 seconds remaining, and now a foul, and Cooper will go to the line with a 23-point game and looking for even a little bit more. She's hit 5 threes on the night, 4 in the second half alone. She scored 11 of McDonald's first 13 points here in the second. Now Emily Cooper, this will be a double bonus. First free throw is perfect.
That was Emily's first shot from the charity stripe.
And now some substitutions for Turtle Lake as Coach Angela Wagner going to make sure her seniors are recognized. Phenomenal season for them. 21 wins. Courtney Tarman, older sister of Mackenzie Tarman, a talented family there. They battled hard, but their season will come to an end here. In Chippewa Falls, McDonald with some substitutions as well with 57.9 remaining. So Emily Cooper on the line, McDonald trying to figure out who's supposed to be on the floor right now. They had six there for a moment. So Sophie Schmidgall, Katie Ruff, Emily Cooper who's at the line, and then back beyond the midstripe, Marley and Maddie. Second free throw is perfect for Emily Cooper. You can't ice her, even with a lot of substitutions. Yeah. And now Cooper will take a seat with 25 points. What a night for Emily Cooper. 61-42. McDonald leads by 19 here in the regional final. 50 seconds remaining. A lot of subs in here for Turtle Lake. On the left side, that's Cammie Poppenhagen. And popping a long jumper from
Adler.
Right corner is Adler, Dakota Adler. And a turnover by McDonald. I believe that was a long two by Adler. Marley Hughes. And a big round of applause as Emily Fowler checks in for her. 36 seconds left, 61-44 McDonald. Oppenhagen goes high on the left. Maddie Geisler with the defense there. Oppenhagen goes at the high post with 25 seconds left. Adler will try another long two. That one caroms off the glass, no good. Tie up underneath with 19.8 remaining. And possession arrow will go to McDonald. Fowler will inbound to Maddie Geisler.
19 seconds running.
See if McDonald is just able to dribble this one out. Geisler to Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore. Works it up top to Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Geisler with 6 seconds to play. Maddie will retreat near midcourt. 2-1, and as the clock hits triple zeros, once again, your McDonald Lady Macs are regional champs. Your final score here in Chippewa Falls, McDonald 61, Turtle Lake 44. And the Lady Macs have won another regional crown. Don't go away. We've got the Post Glass postgame show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass, Mirror, and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Stats, highlights. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper all ahead in 3.5 on WOGO and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Welcome back, Lady Macs pregame, postgame now on WOGO Sports. We've got the girls up here for it. How does it feel to win a regional championship?
Again.
Thank you guys so much for coming up. And the job, of course, it continues. But tonight you get to celebrate once again winning a regional final. Let's go to the senior Marley Hughes over here. Marley, again, you've had so many different starting lineups. You've dealt with injuries. You've dealt with adversity. What does it mean for you here as one of the senior leaders, as one of the captains of this team, to be able to have this trophy again for a regional final?
It means a lot. It shows that everybody put in a ton of hard work, and what we've worked for paid off. It feels amazing.
So many times we've seen something that a lot of times on the floor looks like what we see in practice. For instance, we saw tonight you heave a pass almost the length of the court to Emily and then a little touch pass to Aubrey Dorn. That seems like something maybe you work on a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. And again, what's the focus like for this team as each night your opponent is going to get a little bit tougher, a little bit more difficult? This is a talented Turtle Lake team that you beat here tonight, but you guys are able to lock in night after night, and even when it's a back-to-back like this and no school for a couple days this week, you don't get to practice nearly as much as you'd like to, but it just seems like this is a veteran group regardless of what class you are.
Yeah, we work hard, we come to practice, we get ourselves in the zone, it's 2 hours, we work hard, coaches ask us to work hard, and we do exactly that, and it pays off every time.
Marley, we're looking forward to your senior season keeping going for a lot longer. Congratulations on the regional championship. We love you guys. We love our
Emily Fowler's the other senior leader out there, too.
Let's get Emily over here, too. Emily, we can get Emily on for just a little bit. Emily, again, you've been around this program for a while now, too, and there's such a sisterhood, it seems, with this team. Again, I see you guys before the games. It seems like you just really enjoy each other.
Yeah, I mean, before the games, we have one of our players braid all of our hairs, and Marley does it too, and we all just come together as a team and get things done.
And it seems like, too, again, practice usually isn't as much fun as games, too, but and Coach Cooper probably knows that. But when you have, again, just that these are your friends, not just your teammates, but your friends, again, it makes all these successes that much sweeter.
Yeah, before every game, we send in our group chat a funny, silly picture, and we, after every picture, we send a game day motivation little thing before every game.
And who's in charge of that group chat? Who sends it out usually?
All of us. We all contribute.
Fantastic. Fantastic game here tonight. And again, looks like Prairie Farm, you guys are going to get another shot at Prairie Farm. We know how good they are. I think people are just starting to realize how good this McDonald team is, because each year there's some graduation losses, but each year you guys come back stronger than ever, and I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that challenge over just across the street in Chippewa Falls here on Thursday nights.
Yeah, we're excited, and we're going to play real hard.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, Emily.
Thank you.
Let's get Coach Cooper over here as well. Again, our post-class, post-game show tradition, and again, we just love our girls here from McDonald, and Coach, so good to see the girls afterward. That's a special moment, and this is a special group that you have, and you could say it every year, but it's just there's something about this team, and maybe because there have been so many different starting lineup combinations and so much adversity with injuries and no practice for a couple days this week, there's just so many different things going on all the time that you have to deal with. They just seem more like little speed bumps rather than major roadblocks with an experienced group like this.
Well, that's what I told them before the half. I said, we got to overcome adversity, whether it's the refs, whether it's them pulling on you and taking you out of your game. We've got to deal with that. And I thought the girls responded very well in the second half to just dig in and just take care of what they can take care of.
Coach, you were playing tonight a very talented player in Mackenzie Tarman.
Yes.
44 points at one point this season. I mean, she's a terror over there in the Lakeland Conference and just a junior. But you were able to largely hold her in check tonight and then make sure that no one else did any extra damage on this talented Turtle Lake team as well. What really was the key here defensively?
Well, the key was defensively making sure she minimized her touches and know where she was at the court at all times. I thought we did a great job. They switched zone to a zone, and she got a couple tips, and then she started getting going. So I thought we did a great job. I thought just a great plug for Callie Goulet. She just works her butt off, and again, she just did an awesome job tonight.
And that's the thing with Callie, too. I mean, we even saw her a few times. I mean, there was a point where there were three straight fouls that Callie may not have understood. We may not have understood, but they were called it. And again, that's another one of those bumps in the road.
Right.
They've got to have players that are mentally tough that says, I'm not going to let up my defensive intensity. I'm going to figure out, again, how the game's being officiated, and I'm going to adjust, and I'm going to have the right mental attitude out there. And again, it's so nice to see you guys at full strength when it comes to all these players on the floor. And I know some are still healing up, but to see everyone that you have available out there, that's a special thing.
Yes, it was. It was a very special night for all, especially for Marley Hughes and Emily Thaler, and then Sydney Ritzloff and Josie Witkowski, because, I mean, they were seniors, managers, been with the program for 4 years, so it was just great for everybody to get that.
And finally, Coach, I'm sure, again, a lot of wonderful emotions here tonight, but for those seniors that you mentioned, I mean, this is this is their last game on their home floor. And this is exactly the way you want it to end, cutting down the nets and not walking off your home floor with a loss, but saying, hey, we walked out on top. But there's a lot of emotions when you put in so many hours here, not just the games that we see, but all the practices, all the times when the doors are closed, where they're working their tails off. And this is a special place, and I'm sure it means a lot to them what we're seeing right now as they're climbing the ladders.
Absolutely, and this is what it's all about. So the team bonding, we changed our breakdown to family. I mean, that's what we got to do going forward. It's all about family, God, faith. So that's what these girls have right now.
Coach, we'll let you go celebrate with your team. Saint, thanks so much for bringing the team up here, and thank you for your time all throughout the season. We're going to see you on Thursday night.
Well, thank you for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs, again, as we'll have a little bit of an elongated post-game show, post-glass and mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And again, we'll get our highlights queued up. We'll have a lot coming up here on this post-glass post-game show. But and I just want to say I'm really touched by the girls coming up. Each year, these teams, again, I'm in my mid-30s now, but I've got a younger brother who's 15, and so, again, a lot of these girls, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, they feel like little sisters to me, and I love seeing them compete. I love seeing them play. I love seeing them succeed, and I know that the character that they're developing is just going to make them wonderful leaders in our community as well, too, so just want to acknowledge that, too, that that doesn't go unnoticed. That was a gesture that for them to come over to us right away after
exactly.
winning that trophy, just it means the world. This is a family here at McDonald, and so glad to be part of it for the last dozen years or so. And glad to be able to enjoy this road a little bit further with you. I know you're not going to be here next week, but we're hoping maybe things keep on going to Green Bay so we could hang out down there for a couple days.
And I think these girls are excited. It's like they all talk. I mean, they come up here and they're all together, and you mentioned it more than once, probably 10 times in that little, it's a family. You know, these girls are friends, they're family, they take care of each other. And I think, I got to head out to New Jersey I'm going to see little baby Freya, and I got to take care of my family on that end too. So Lita's been out there for 5 weeks helping out, and she's going to come back now for a little bit, so I'm going to go out there and bring her back. And we're kind of looking forward to definitely hoping to head to Green Bay the following weekend. So the best of luck for these girls.
Again, there's still work to be done, but McDonald getting the job done tonight, and they'll face Prairie Farm on Thursday night. We'll, of course, have it for you right here on WOGO Sports. We're going to step out now. We'll take that 3.5-minute break and be back after this on WOGO and Max TV. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald Girls Basketball Team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Always a great scene to see the nets getting cut down. No better way to end your senior season on your home floor than to be able to cut the nets down after winning a regional championship. Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. And again, I've still got a lot to do with the highlights and the stats that I haven't got to yet, too, as we've been just trying to drink this one in and take some pictures and enjoy it with the girls. 61-44, if you're just joining us, you missed a great game. McDonald, the number two seed, knocking off the number three seed, Turtle Lake. And again, this is a quality opponent here tonight for McDonald, and we saw them just, again, steadily pull away.
Yes, they did. The McDonald girls are just so composed, so together out there that, you know, nothing seems to rile them up. You know, they've had a lot of last night they started out a little slow, and, you know, tonight started out a little bit slow, too. But it doesn't take them long to get in that groove and then just open it up and walk away with it. And, again, attribute some great defensive there. Turtle Lake, ended up close to 25 turnovers. McDonald ended up with about 10 turnovers. So, that's just the girls coming together. And, again, you know, when they come up here, Caleb, and it just reminds me of how they start the game. They're all smiling. They're all out there having fun. And, they just seem to just get along so well together. I think this is a good group, and I think they're going to go far.
And this is the thing. We see them smiling before the game and after the game. But to be honest, I see them smiling a lot during the game. They have this looseness, so to speak. They lock in when they play, and yet I think they also realize this is fun. We're playing a game. We're playing together. And again, it's a serious thing, high school sports, but also it's a fun thing. And so, I see little grins here and there all throughout the game, too. And it just, just shows the heart of these young ladies, too, that, again, enjoy themselves, enjoy each other, enjoy the game. And isn't that what high school sports should be about?
Yes.
I think sometimes we as parents and fans can get focused too much on the wins and losses and the results, but the experience is so much because so many high school student athletes don't get the chance to ever sniff a regional championship, and it's almost tradition here at McDonald, so you never want to take that for granted, but to be able to just savor these moments, it's a special thing.
Yes, and again, you know, we got two seniors on this team with Emily Thaler and Marley Hughes. Both of them are great contributors, but then we're still awful young, you know, with some kids still coming up and some kids that really came on, you know, this year. I mean, we got a long way to go yet. We got a couple of games yet to play, and they get down to state, I think it's going to happen. Just the way these girls have been playing, I don't think there's many people that can stop them. But some great girls that have come on. I think Izzy Hartman came on this year extremely well.
Yes.
I think Kylie Jensen came on extremely well this year, and they're both juniors. So there's some good things going to happen with Coach Cooper's team yet to come in the future.
I'm frantically trying to do math while I'm talking on the air, which is not always a good idea for me, but we'll hit that again in a moment. And again, you mentioned just so many times the growth happens in practice, but also when you get playing time that maybe you weren't necessarily expecting to get because of the normal rotation. And so some of these injuries that McDonald has dealt with, I think, have turned into a blessing in disguise as the big cheer there as Marley Hughes takes down the last bit of the net to definitely such a leader of this team,
yes.
One of those two captains. But again, maybe even some blessings with some of these injuries that you never would ask for that, but the way they've responded to it, I think, has given just so much confidence to everyone coming onto the floor, and whether you're playing 2 minutes or 20 minutes or the whole game, when you can step on the floor with confidence, say, I'm good enough to be out here, regardless of the level of playoff game we're at, that again, just means the world for your program and for this year's team as well.
Yeah. Yes, I'm kind of watching everybody. I see Callie Gillette got her whole family down there taking some quick pictures, and now they got another team pitcher coming up. There's a lot of pitchers being taken out there, and justifiably so. So it's good for these girls. And you know what I didn't notice out there for the longest time is one of the assistant coaches down there is Abby Wampler, who was was a great player.
Standout player.
Back in the day. Well, I can't even say back in the day. She's not that old. But so it's nice to see her kind of contributing to this team too. So, you know, hats off to Coach Cooper and his staff there. They do a nice job, and he kind of attributed a lot to his managers too that have been with the team for 4 years. So, you know, congratulations to those guys. And right now there's every camera in the house down there taking pictures. So good for them guys.
Well, thank you for filling some time as I was working to get the stats done here. 7 players scored for Turtle Lake, 8 for McDonald here tonight. Just really happy for Courtney Tarman for Turtle Lake. She's a senior, again, the older sister of Mackenzie Tarman, who's such a phenomenal player. But Mackenzie's going to get to come back. This was the last game for Courtney in a Turtle Lake Lakers uniform, and she leads the way with 14 points, had 7 in each half. Then 13 for Mackenzie Tarman. She scored 7 of those after the break. 5 apiece for Shayna Rainey and Mariah Thill. 4 for Taylor Anderson. 2 for Dakota Adler, and 1 for Jaylee Humphrey. The seniors on this Turtle Lake Lakers team, Courtney Tarman, Jaylee Humphrey, Dakota Adler, Taylor Anderson, Shayna Rainey, and Catherine Haig. On the other side for McDonald, 8 players scored tonight, led by Emily Cooper with 25. She hit 5 threes here tonight. Aubrey Dorn, another phenomenal game with 13. Marley Hughes had 8 points, but again, a lot of times we don't see this till you take a deeper dive into the stats afterward. Marley absolutely affects and changes the game when she is on the floor. She doesn't even have to score double digits to do that, but another nice game for Marley in the scoring column, but especially we'll see some of those other stats, the assists, the steals, the rebounds, and the lack of turnovers, and really be impressed as always. Izzy Hartman with 6 points. You mentioned her. She had 3 in each half, and then 3 points for Maddie Geisler, 2 for Katie Ruff, 2 as well for Callie Goulet, and 2 for Sophie Schmidgall. Allow me another break here, and I will get those highlights queued up and ready to go from the second half. McDonald wins a regional championship 61-44. They will move on and play Prairie Farm on Thursday night. Back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. Spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
McDonald wins another regional final. The regional champs, your McDonald Lady Macs, 61-44 winners over Turtle Lake. They will move on to face Prairie Farm, who beat New Auburn tonight 82-40. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Before we get into the highlights and finish things up, want to say congratulations to the Chippewa Falls gymnastic team that has 2 McDonald students, I believe, for that women's gymnastics team over at Chippewa Falls. They won a sectional championship today. They are going on to state. It's been a bit, I believe, since that happened. And so a phenomenal effort for those young ladies and moving on to represent both Chi High and McDonald at state.
Yes, that's a great thing there. And any sporting event, you know, that you get an opportunity to, go on and represent your school and your city and all of that. And it's nice to see Chi High and McDonald co-oping on a few things there. And congratulations to those girls.
Also a fine season for Ram Hockey, Regis Altoona, McDonald. They come up a little bit short with a chance to go to state. Menominee getting the win there in the final minute to advance to state for the first time since 1991. So congratulations to them. But a fine season for Ram Hockey. And then, of course, head coach Adam Schilling and his McDonald boys, they win the Clover Belt crossover against Colby today, and then some all-conference honors, Eddie Mittermeier and Cannon Huss, both first-team all-conference, Aiden Misfeld, honorable mention, all-Western Clover Belt for the WCC champs, and we'll see them on Tuesday evening. We will alert you to an early start time. I was thinking 6:25 after seeing how many highlights we have. Probably call it 6:15. How about 6:15 on Tuesday? We will have a full season's worth of highlights for you to enjoy. We'll put that, of course, up as a podcast at WOGO.com probably Monday evening as well, if yours truly remembers to do that. But we'll look forward to Adam Schilling's team hopefully getting three games here next week as well, too, if they continue to play the way they've been playing. So starting their playoff run on Tuesday night. So a look ahead to our WOGO sports calendar will be the McDonald Max boys, the number one seed against Gilman on Tuesday evening. Call it a 6:15 start here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Then on Friday night, thank you to Max TV. We'll be broadcasting solely on Max TV on Friday night should McDonald win on Tuesday. And on the other side, Mark Halverson will be going up to Superior Chi High Boys Basketball. They're a ninth seed. Maybe inexplicably, but they're a ninth seed, and we'll have to go up to the eighth seed, Superior. Think maybe those two seeds could have been flipped, but again, we won't dwell on that too much. Computers, algorithms, all sorts of things. So Chi High making the road trip. They had, again, a phenomenal outing from Mason Minarski today with 39 points. So he moved into, I believe, with a game last night, moved into second place on Chi High's all-time scoring list, but he actually passed his dad. Who was a standout McDonald player back in the day. He passed his dad in career scoring with a 39-point outburst against Eau Claire Memorial today. So congratulations to Mason Minarski. Again, we love our Chi High and McDonald students. So, again, that's what we have, what we know so far for the WOGO Sports Calendar. Other than, I don't want to bury the lead here, these McDonald Lady Macs will be in a sectional semifinal, called a 6:35 start Thursday evening right across the street at Chi High. If you can come here in person, otherwise we'll have it for you on WOGO Sports, and looking forward to that one.
Yes, and again, you know, hats off to the boys down there at Osseo today. I know our couple of super fans, Pete and Pam Bovey, that are usually here in attendance, they decided they went down to watch that game, and they gave me a call after it and said it was a great game. It was 1-2 point back and forth the whole game. And then the boys kind of took it over right at the end there. But they said it was a fantastic game. So
great playoff preparation.
Yes, against a good team. And, again, kudos to Cannon and Eddie and Aiden there. And that's kind of what I had in the back of my mind. I thought maybe Aiden might have picked up a second team there.
Certainly worthy of it, but there's a lot of good players in the conference.
Yes.
But yeah, I would have said that Aiden, you know, would have been definitely not a miss to have been given a second team in the conference.
Kind of, you know, just basing on how the girls did there, and I thought, but you know, that's good for those guys. So again, I'll be here Tuesday night with you, Caleb, and then like I said, I'm going to be flying out to New Jersey, and I'm just so anxious to get a chance to hold
that
Freya.
Baby. She might be 3 pounds by the time you get there.
I know it. I might have to do a little workout here to hold her up. But Glenn said he got to hold her today for about an hour. So, she is just doing fantastic. So, I'll be here Tuesday night. But then the best of luck to these girls. I really hope they keep on going.
Hopefully everyone's still continuing when you get back.
Yes.
And thank you in advance, Dave Flanagan, so kind as to join
yes.
me for hopefully several games in between. Well, let's hear how the second half sounded as McDonald wins yet another regional championship. Lake in the first half. Push shot along the baseline. No, Emily Cooper with the rebound. She finds Marley Hughes. Marley, long bounce pass over to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between two defenders. Hit, no offensive rebound. Put back Izzy Hartman.
I thought
Aubrey was going to get a foul call. They're just waiting for something to explode about. Emily Cooper lofts a tall pass to Marley Hughes. Works over to Cooper. Cooper right in front of her own bench for three. Pure. Right wing Emily Cooper, her second triple. Give her 12 on the night. 37-22, largest lead. Anyway, we won't dwell on it. Emily Cooper, right corner, her team leading by 11, 37-26. Almost 5 minutes into the second half. Emily Cooper, left corner pocket, three! Yes!
Turtle Lake sitting in his zone.
Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen in the left corner. Emily sneaking back into that left corner. She's wide open. Another three, left corner pocket! You know it!
That didn't even rattle the net.
We appreciate that. Here's support from Corey and the crew. Emily Cooper, right wing, and she rattles it in! From the right corner, Emily Cooper got the shooter's touch. Four threes in the second half, and Cooper now with 21 points, 49-30 McDonald. jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Get Wrzgala Plumbing and Heating on the phone for a free estimate. Call 839-0707 or Wrzgala.com. Two-man game between Aubrey Dorn and Marley Hughes, and Hughes to Dorn for two.
That was beautiful. Nice, unselfish play by both girls.
Courtney Tarman into the corner. Anderson straddling the arc. Back out to Courtney Tarman. Mackenzie Tarman left wing. Deep three. That one back rim. Marley Hughes tracks down the rebound along the baseline. Push ahead to Emily Cooper in front of everybody. Finds Dorn up with the left hand for two.
It looked like something
That's a hockey assist.
Yes, it looked like something they would run in practice.
Go for three. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Rainey. So some time left for Turtle Lake to make a push, and they will try with Mariah Thill down the left side of the lane. Runs over Izzy Hartman. Offensive foul.
Yes.
Izzy Hartman. And that's how the second half sounded. And Mark Maloney, I think so fitting that we end on a defensive highlight, because defense leads the way for this McDonald team. And again, it's going to need to. You look at Prairie Farm. Yes, they're a juggernaut. This year, McDonald has beat them 2 years in a row. Sectional final 2 years ago. Sectional semi last year. Yes, Prairie Farm put up 82 points tonight, but if McDonald plays this kind of defense, I feel like you've got definitely a good shot. Again, they're the two-time defending sectional champions, and Prairie Farm, just like Northwood last year, I'm sure Prairie Farm has had a date with McDonald on their mind for this entire season. They are a senior-laden team. They've brought pretty much everyone back. But, Don't anyone sleep on McDonald thinking that they've lost too much to graduation. Again, incredible, incredible group last year. But that's the mark of a good program, is that there's always players rising from the ranks each season, and I love what they're doing at this time of the year.
Yes, and the way everybody's playing, these McDonald girls are going to go at them, I think. And again, they can switch up between man-to-man defense. They can switch, go to that 1-3-1 with Aubrey up top. It gives teams a lot of fits out there, so... They're going to have to play some really good defense. And nice to have it close to home here, right across the street at Chi High. So should have a good crowd there.
Looking forward to that on Thursday night. Again, join us on Tuesday night. The McDonald Max boys open their playoff run against Gilman. Thank you, as always, to the Val Knobloch crew for Max TV. Always so gracious. Sharing our audio with them and having just a great TV-like broadcast for those who want to watch and listen to the game. We appreciate that partnership so very much. Thank you to Alexis Lander, the AD here at McDonald, Greg Misfeld, and so many others of the boosters that do so many things behind the scenes here to make this a wonderful game day atmosphere. And also back at our WOGO studios in Halley, Mr. Zach Wycheck. Back at the home base, keeping things running smoothly as per usual. And we truly appreciate all of the sponsors all throughout the regular season and the tournament as well, who make these game broadcasts what they are on WOGO. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score in the regional final, the Lady Macs win the crown 61-44. Over the Turtle Lake Lakers. This has been McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.